I reckon if you gave me $110,000 in my early 20s, I would probably have bought a Honda of some description and gone to R&B, and it would have been gone. That would have been it.
My Honda would have broken down halfway there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Welcome to Checks and Balances, brought to you by Partners Life. I'm Michael Vincent. This is James Blair. And this week, we are diving into the Reddit thread Personal Finance NZ to answer some questions.
So I had one of my clients recently, Mike, go, have you seen the Personal Finance NZ thread in Reddit? And I looked and there was 87,000 members in there and heaps of questions asking about finances, different situations. So what we're going to do is we're going to find a recent question, one that's been posted in the last day or two, and then we're going to do a quick midweek episode on it. We're going to answer the question, give our perspective, chuck it up, and then hopefully it'll lead to a whole bunch of other questions off the back of it.
And just remember, this is not financial advice.
But
maybe
so,
it is.
So Reddit, Mike, do you use Reddit?
I do use Reddit. I don't even know if I have an account. I just kind of like scroll through and flick through stuff. Yeah.
You're just like kind of in the bushes looking.
Yeah, not in a weird way, but yes, I am. Do you use Reddit?
Only in the weird way.
You'd just be UFC and cricket.
Yeah.
Surely.
Yeah. But how good was Australia beating the Black Caps the other day?
How good was Anthony Joshua knocking out Francis Ngannou?
Yeah. So we've got a question that we're going to go through today. Which is, we'll just read through the post and give our thoughts. Hello, everyone. I am in my early 20s. What a time to be alive. And have recently gained a small fortune of $110,000. I have no idea how to invest this money as it's a bit overwhelming for me. Fair enough. Any advice will be appreciated. Thanks.
Well, I mean, the obvious is you probably head over to Reddit Crypto, you know, and just throw it all on whatever they say.
There's just a new coin coming out this week with huge upside and little downside. So, Mike, what advice do you have? It would be much appreciated.
It depends. If I was 21, let's do it this way. If you were 21 and someone gave you a small fortune of $110,000, what would you do?
I've actually got a story about this. So when I was, I think it was about 18, my grandparents passed away. And I got given, I think it was about $5,000.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure the money hit the same week as O Week in Dunedin. My first time as a Scarfie, my first time away from my parents. And it was gone.
That is so many 2-for-1 drinks on Castle Street. Oh, that is unreal.
You the scrumpy hands?
Yeah.
If you do the math on the scrumpy hands, right? So you got,
I'm surprised you're not still drunk.
Two $10 scrumpies in each hand. Taped up. That's getting you a long way.
I reckon if you gave me $110,000 in my early 20s, I would probably have bought a Honda of some description and gone to R&B, and it would have been gone. That would have been it.
My Honda would have broken down halfway there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay, so that's what we would have done.
Can I also just say that I have run in, it's actually quite, can be quite a sad situation and a lot of responsibility for somebody in their early 20s. Mm. I have run into scenarios where people have been gifted like $250,000 at 18 and they've blown the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I do think that, I mean, this is where wills are, I mean, I assume we're talking about an inheritance most likely here. Yeah. I think it's quite irresponsible to not have a will or to be giving people that money at that age.
Yeah.
Because your brain's not fully developed. At 18, 21, I was still like, you know, pushing kegs through my dorm window and that sort of thing. And you only get that chance once, right? And once the money's gone, it's gone.
Yeah. And I mean, worst case scenario is you go, oh, I'm going to double this and turn it into something else. And then bang, gone. Mm. Yeah.
And your friends are idiots.
So everyone's an idiot at that age. Okay. So let's turn around and go, what would my advice be to this person who got $110,000? I mean, firstly, I would say it can't sit in the bank and it can't sit in a term deposit. If you have the ability, I would say my genuine advice would be try and use it as a deposit on a house. I don't know how much you earn, but if you can service the mortgage on a house or even a rental, definitely have a crack at that.
And for those that don't know too much about money, why is like how much you earn relevant if you've got $110,000? Before we move on, we talk all the time about planning and growing our wealth, but protecting that wealth is just as important. That's why having the right insurance in place can help when life goes unexpectedly.
And that's why this episode is brought to you by Partners Life, a New Zealand-operated award-winning insurance provider with over 300,000 Kiwis insured and 89% of claims paid.
Partners Life understand that having some insurance is better than having no insurance. They have flexible and personalized solutions for any budget or situation.
Check out their website in our show notes below.
Yeah, so if you still need to be able to take out the rest of the mortgage, and you know, if you speak to a financial advisor or a mortgage broker, they can probably give you some really good tips of like, hey, you may not, let's say you live in Auckland, you may not be able to buy the house you want to live in Auckland because you flat in Grayland or Ponsonby or something like that.
Of course
you do. But you know, you might be able to buy a 3-bedroom house in Gisborne as an investment property that you can rent out, and you can sit on that for a period of time. So the good thing there, the money is locked up effectively from you. You have leveraged the size of your asset that you're going to get the capital gains over. And at the moment, it looks like that asset class is going to get more favorable tax treatment over the next couple of years.
Why am I not surprised this has ended up in talking about
Gisborne
property? All right,
what would you, mate, the yield in Gisborne's out the gate. What would you recommend?
The first thing I would do, which I saw a lot in the comments, is at a very basic first step, get the money out of a like transactional bank account and put it into a notice saver account or a cash fund or something that's going to pay you like 4 to 6% just while you're working through your options. Because the really big thing, like we alluded to, once the money is gone, it's gone. You can't go and get it again.
Yeah.
So it's a very like basic first step. I think that makes a lot of sense, is going and putting the money into a savings account.
It doesn't seem like much, but the psychological difference between the savings account and the transactional account is quite a big thing.
Yeah. I've also seen like another comment that says ignore any DMs, which, oh God, that'd be funny, wouldn't it?
Well, you've like, opened yourself up for every crypto person on the planet to just start absolutely peppering your DMs.
Yeah. Yeah. The other thing I would say is if it's too good to be true, it probably is.
Yeah.
So if anybody comes to you and talks about, realistically, if anything makes more than a 10% return a year, that's a bad idea because you have the risk of losing the money.
There are other comments in there saying go talk to a financial advisor. 100%. Yep. Even if it costs you a small fee, getting impartial advice is going to be a really good thing for your situation. When I say financial advisor, I do not mean the really attractive person who's speaking in a slightly AI tone in your DMs. They are not a financial advisor. They are a bot trying to get you to invest in cryptocurrency.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that you? Good-looking guy in an AI tone. The other half of that comment is going, talk to a financial advisor, but also follow your gut. Following your gut, if you don't know what you're doing, is horrendous advice. Do not do that. Make sure it makes sense. People are inherently want quick solutions, get rich solutions. That's a really easy way to lose all the money.
Yeah.
Coming back to Mike's point around property, that could be a potential avenue that you go down, is if you've got the income and that's what you're looking to do. The other option is going into like a diversified managed fund, index fund, depending on your risk profile, how long you want to invest. Generally speaking, if like savings accounts, term deposits, it's a good place to start, but we don't want the money sitting in there for, you know, more than a year if we're not planning to spend it. We want to either get that most likely into property, which Mike has explained, or manage funds, depending on the risk profile and your time frame. And you know, like you can go check out a whole bunch of different funds. I would stay away from like the DIY investing picking funds. One that I do quite like as a starting point is Colonel's got a high growth fund.
Yeah.
0.25% fee, really good place to start. The high growth piece is probably the bit you got to think through whether that matches your tolerance for risk and profile. So short term, getting some money into a savings account, making a little bit of interest, then really property or shares are really the only two ways to grow your wealth. So it's about working through what is the right option for you.
But do not take it to RMV and put it on an AWOP card and have a good time.
Although it would be one
of a hell of an RMV. Yeah.
Yeah. We're not making a return on investment with dollars, Mike. It's a return on investment with experiences.
It's about the friends we made along the way.
Yeah, it's memories. Yeah. And if you run into a 21-year-old Mike with frosted tips, do not trust him. So we're going to keep kind of looking at personal finance NZ to see what other questions pop up. We're going to make this a regular episode If you want to go look, we've got a catalog of like 200 other videos answering a whole bunch of different questions. Go check those out. To all our regular viewers as well, much love to Partners Life. Make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Give us a like, give us a review on Spotify, and we'll see you next time.
Cheers.